balance is still that you are expending more energy, if the balance is still that that energy expenditure is more than the calories in, then you will be burning fat. Like that's how weight loss happens. That's how fat loss occurs. So let's talk a little bit more about metabolic damage and the fact that it really just doesn't exist. There is no scientific evidence to show that this is something that happens, whether you get exceptionally lean from any kind of, like if you've had like an eating disorder and you've gotten very, very, very skinny, or you've been in a prison camp or any of these kind of things. There is no evidence to suggest that this happens. In fact, to the contrary, there is a lot of studies that show that your metabolism is highly adaptive depending on energy in, and like that it's a fluid thing. It's not fixed. You don't break your metabolism. And as we've talked about, your body requires less as you lose weight. That's not damage. It's a natural, normal part of weight loss. It's positive. It's something that if your body didn't do, then it would be broken. But it does do that. It does slow down. And we've also talked about the fact that there is a very small level of metabolic adaption, so adaptive thermogenesis that occurs. But it's not necessarily the fact that it has occurred, and it only accounts for a very small level. And again, this is a normal process. It's nothing wrong with your metabolism. So what about people who aren't losing weight while they're in a calorie deficit? What about people who are doing every single thing right, and they're eating like 1200 calories a day and they cannot lose weight? What about people that are like, I must have broken my metabolism because I cannot lose weight no matter what I do? And this is probably one of the number one DMs that I get. I get all these DMs from people saying, I'm eating 1100 calories a day. I'm eating 1200 calories a day and I'm not losing weight. I can't lose weight. It doesn't matter what I do. I eat like you. I can't lose weight. So let's look into that a little bit. If you are not losing weight in a calorie deficit, you're not in a calorie deficit. Simple as that. A calorie deficit 100% of the time results in fat burning. It can't not. The laws of thermodynamics have to apply to you. You're not immune. You're not superwoman. So most of the time what happens when people think that they are in a calorie deficit and they are not losing fat is really they're just eating far more calories than they think they are. And this is very easy to do. So one study looks specifically at people who claim to be unable to lose weight, even though they were supposedly eating less than 1200 calories a day. So these people thought that the reason that they weren't losing weight was because there was some part of their metabolism that was damaged. So the scientists in the study decided to test that hypothesis. But what they found is that people were eating an average of 47% more calories a day than they thought or they claimed. And so in this study, and I'm going to link this in the show notes as well, so you can go read the actual study, but they, during the course of their stay in for the trial, they were basically told, okay, like how many calories is in this and how many, like they had to track it all themselves. And then I'm not sure if they were weighing and measuring food. Like, I don't know how they got to the point that they were eating 1200 calories. But a lot of these people had actually been diagnosed with, like hormonal issues. And I think that some of them weren't even on thyroid medication because they couldn't lose weight eating 1200 calories a day. But what they found in 100% of the cases was that people were just eating more calories than they consumed and than they thought they were. And they thought they were eating 1200 calories a day. All of them were eating like over 2,000 calories a day, and their energy expenditure was less